Don't touch that mouse. You are listening to Meet the Elite Podcast, where we bring business professionals together to promote their businesses and products to the world. Keep it right here.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Phil. And my next guest here is Aisha McCain, and she's the owner of her two companies, Casual Recovery and Create to Overcome, and she's from Oakland, California. How are you doing today, Aisha?
I'm good, Phil. Thank you. How are you?
Doing excellent today. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
So, Aisha, can you tell us more about your two companies and what you do there?
Yes. So, Casual Recovery provides post-surgical garments to people that have had surgeries that require drains. A quarter of all surgeries require drains. And there are these long tubes that come out of a patient's body with a bulb the size of a lemon on the end of them that a patient can have in for days to months. And you can have a patient can have one or multiple drains. The current standard of care for this is to safety pin these bulbs of body juice and biological matter to the outside of the patient's clothing. And that's really gross and disgusting and embarrassing, and it also leaves room for complications. So I invented a garment through my own personal struggle of breast cancer while going through 14 surgeries over a four-year period. I invented a garment to accommodate the drains with eight strategically located interior pockets. When my surgeon saw the garment, he was just so amazed by it that he suggested that I pursue it and make it a business, which I did. So I am utility patented, FDA registered, and medical insurance reimbursable. And then while I was, inventing the garment, I wanted to put a superhero cape on the pediatric garment. I looked for pediatric superheroes, and I could not find any that existed. So that is where Create to Overcome comes in, and I created pediatric superheroes. So young superheroes are just these magical, diverse kids that, are fighting illnesses and bad guys like germs or maybe bullies, but they don't fight with cysts. They fight with love and education. The hospital's magical, so a child might look out one room and see New York, and they might look out another room and see Paris, France, so kids can picture wherever they are. Their hospital is magical. All the machines have personalities and explain themselves, so it's a really cool thing that I and my chief medical officer and co-founder, Dr. Emily Sheets, created to empower, encourage, and educate kids that are going through hard times.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. And so the way it works is these kids kind of look up to these heroes then, right?
Yes, for the kids to look up to these heroes and just to see themselves in a hero. Representation matters. So, and so we know as people of color how we felt when Black Panther finally came out, or how Native Hawaiians felt when Moana came out. Representation matters. And so these heroes, the first lineup, they're all imaginary, and they're all just out of my creativity. And they are, one has cancer, one has sickle cell, one has asthma, one has lupus. We cover, their heart condition, paralyzed, so we cover different illnesses, but we also explain the illnesses in kids' words that make it, more understandable. But now we're actually interviewing real kids that are dealing with health issues. So I interviewed a child named Logan Foster, and he has cerebral palsy, and his book is coming out actually on the 22nd of this month, and it's called Boost. Kindness is cool. So I Zoom with the child, and I'm like, if you were a hero, what would your power be? What would your outfit look like? What do you want the world to know about you? So I work with the child to get information out of them of what their hero would be. And then I work with a team of artists and writers, and we create the book and the hero for the child. So that's our new journey of doing real children now.
Well, that's awesome. It's such a good idea.
Thank you. Yeah, I love it.
Perfect. And Aisha, we're just about out of time here, but what's the best way our listeners can reach out to you and find out more about what you do with this?
They can reach out to me on my websites, casualrecovery.com or youngsuperheroes.com or info@casualrecovery.com, email or info@youngsuperheroes.com, H-E-R-O-E-S.
All right, got it. Well, Aisha, thank you once again for joining us all on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, and I'm honored to be included in the Meet the Elite podcast. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and I was glad to have you on the show today. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Take care now.
You too. Bye-bye.
To the rest of our listeners, stay right here. We'll be right back after these short messages.
Don't touch that mouse. You are listening to Meet the Elite Podcast, where we bring business professionals together to promote their businesses and products to the world. Keep it right here.